Does the NBA have something to hide? That's what some people are wondering now that embattled LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling is going ahead with his lawsuit against the league, saying he was forced unfairly to sell the team after his racist comments were made public. Sports commentator Art Thiel explains to KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick what could happen if this case goes to court.
Art, many legal experts say Sterling doesn't have a case. Why is that?
Well, as a member of the NBA ownership group, he has signed on to the bylaws that are in the NBA Constitution. And the NBA Constitution is very specific about acts that they deem against the best interests of the NBA. And the league's lawyers have followed that protocol in the Constitution very closely so that they think they have grounds to strip him of the team for his racist comments that he made. The problem that the NBA has is that those comments came in a private conversation in which he did not agree to have the contents shared with the public. That violates California state law, and it violates the state laws in a lot of places. And I think it probably violates a lot of our own sensibilities about having our private remarks used against us to, you know, throw us out of our jobs or our school or whatever. So I think there's a crack here in the NBA's case. I understand fully why the NBA felt compelled to remove him because of the consequences of his words on players, on sponsors, on a lot of things, but they left themselves vulnerable.
And speaking of leaving themselves vulnerable, there's a lot at stake for the NBA if this case goes to trial.
Right. I think what Sterling is trying to scare the NBA with is that he's got a lot of dirt on a lot of owners. Their private conversations may have been sent to him in an email or other ways. And the league is, I think, genuinely scared that a lot of things that they don't want out would be in discovery if this thing goes to trial. So they're trying to get to him before he files an injunction or does something that would preclude the sale of the Clippers from the executor of his family trust, his wife Shelley, to Steve Ballmer, ex-Microsoft CEO who bought the team for $2 billion.
So it's in their best interest not to drag this out. They don't want him as the owner still when the team starts its new season in the fall.
Exactly. They're afraid that the sponsors who are fearful of associating with the Clippers with him in charge or the players themselves, they talked about a boycott during the playoffs this year if he were to continue. But striking that fast and that swiftly, I think may have been justified at the moment, but it has unintended consequences that Sterling is now trying to exploit.
This has all left Steve Ballmer on the sidelines.
Yeah, a little bit. I think this is really curious now because Sterling is essentially suing himself. Not only is he a member of the league, he's also a member of the Sterling Family Trust that voluntarily sold the Clippers for $2 billion. Now, the deal may have to be on hold for however long it takes to work out this litigation or settlement. The NBA is not backing down on its punishments of Sterling, $2.5 million fine and a ban for his life in NBA activities. Because if they do get intimidated out of it, then the laws are worthless for the next guy who makes a mistake and is forced to be ousted by the NBA. And Sterling said, I'm not going to go without a fight. And he's had a 60-year history in business of making ridiculous lawsuits that are nuisances. And this could get to be a nuisance right into the season if they don't conclude the deal with Ballmer and Sterling is still running the shop when October rolls around.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.